I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 5th. Two sections of Wollaston Beach in Quincy are closed to swimmers due to high pollution levels. Results of the latest water quality tests indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water. In the area of Channing and Sachem Streets, signs have been posted warning people to swim at their own risk. The state tests the water at Wollaston Beach weekly from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Water at all other Quincy beaches tested safe for swimming this week. An intersection in Quincy Points may be safer with some recent traffic changes. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash says that four-way stop signs and a flashing red beacon have been installed at the intersection of Main and Sumner Streets. Ash says the city traffic department recently replaced the traffic signal with the four-way stop signs at his request after residents complained about speeding along that stretch of what he says is a cut-through area. Ash is hopeful that the changes will improve safety for both motorists and pedestrians. Buses will replace MBTA Red Line trains between Braintree and Broadway this Saturday and Sunday for track improvement work. Riders are encouraged to use the commuter rail express shuttle bus service from Braintree if possible. Express buses will operate directly between South Station and Braintree. Regular Red Line service will operate on the Ashmont branch between JFK UMass and Ashmont. The 2024 Neat Neighbors Contest is underway in Quincy. The annual contest recognizes Quincy residents who maintain their yard or property in the spirit of a cleaner, greener Quincy. 30 winners will receive a $30 gift certificate to a local garden center. To nominate a property, call 617-376-1251 or email Paul Doherty, pdoherty@quincyma.gov. Nominations are open through Labor Day. The 26th annual Squirrel Run, the Jimmy Kennedy Memorial Run for ALS in Quincy, will be held this Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. at Pageant Field. Participants may take part in the 5K race, 2.5-mile walk, or children's races, games, and rides. The event is held in memory of Jimmy the Squirrel Kennedy, who died in 1997 at the age of 31. Proceeds will benefit the Angel Fund for ALS research. The Relay of Life of the Greater South Shore will be held this Saturday from noon to 10 p.m. at French's Common in Braintree. Funds raised will benefit the American Cancer Society. The Quincy Point Congregational Church will celebrate the 50th anniversary of Reverend Ann Susadel's ordination in the United Church of Christ this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. An open house will be held featuring a luncheon buffet, music, and a short program. Call 617-773-6424 or email office@quincypointcong.org to RSVP. Other news, a 42-year-old Attleboro man whose body was pulled from the Norton Reservoir hours after he jumped off the back of a boat Monday night is being remembered by his family as a hardworking and loving father. The Bristol County DA's office identified Ronald Carty yesterday and said his drowning appeared to be an accident, but they were still investigating. According to police, Carty went boating at about 6:30 Monday evening with two other men who called 911 about an hour later to report that Carty had jumped into the water and not reappeared. They told police they tossed a life preserver to Carty, but that he did not grab it before dipping below the surface, and they were unsuccessful in trying to save him. Deputy Chief Todd Jackson said preliminarily it appeared the other two men might have worked with Carty. The boat belongs to one of the two men who called 911. It didn't know if they were out fishing or just boating Monday night, according to officials. Happened about 100 yards offshore. And the deputy said it's not very deep, but there are a lot of weeds in the water. First responders turned to sonar to find Carty's body. Dive teams and other agencies spent hours searching in very dark conditions Monday night. First responders used the sonar and located Carty's body. State police divers were able to retrieve it. Well, in preparation for the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series competition this coming weekend, one Red Bull athlete took her talents to the South Shore for a warm-up round yesterday. 28-year-old Ellie Smart, who finished fourth in the world in 2023 in the Cliff Diving competition, scaled Scituate's Minot Ledge Lighthouse. The lighthouse, which opened in 1855, stands 89 feet tall at the tip. Smart's dive off the lighthouse marked 70 feet, which will be the same height that she'll face in the seaport atop the Institute of Contemporary Art for this Saturday's competition. The event is free and open to the public. Australian native Rhiannon Iflin won first place last year. Smart has competed in 31 starts in the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series. A check of business news and stocks are higher. The Dow rose 140 points. The Nasdaq's up 28. The S&P added 7. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar is higher. The euro fell, and oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Atlanta beat the Red Sox 8-3 at Fenway last night. They'll play again at 1:35 this afternoon. It'll be a hot one at the old ballpark today. The forecast from the National Weather Service is for a hazy, hot, and humid day today at the high in the upper 80s. For tonight, cloudy and a low 58. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High of 71. Friday, scattered showers. High 78. And some showers linger. Saturday, high 77. Out on the water today, waves about a foot. Southwest winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 11:08 a.m. Sunrise at 5:08, sets at 8:17. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, June 5th.